We have on the line now the communications and events coordinator from our friends in the Irish Writers' Centre. Amy, are you there?
I am indeed, Morgan. Hi, good to talk to you.
Amy, great to hear you. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Amy, for those who don't know, remind us again who you are, where you're based, and what is your purpose?
Sure. Okay, well, we're in the Irish Writers' Centre. We've been around since 1991, and we pride ourselves as being the national resource centre for writers, you know, at all stages of their development. So we're locally based, so we're always kind of looking for people to drop by and say hello and inquire about our courses and all sorts of things. We've got loads of events as well that take place regularly, so we're always looking to get new members as well. So, yeah, very welcoming bunch up here.
Yeah, that's, and I love the fact that you said they're locally based. I mean, kind of involving yourself in the community and giving writing back, I suppose.
We're in the northern kind of Georgian area, I guess, and I think in the next few years that's going to expand in terms of it being the new cultural quarter. So we're really excited. Absolutely.
So this week's theme is older writers or people coming to writing at a later stage in life. Do you get a lot of that in the centre, or?
We do. We actually have quite a range of age groups that we welcome on a regular basis. I suppose if you're kind of talking about people who are kind of maybe coming at writing, you know, in a bit of a later stage in life, we have a regular Bialtina group that would meet once a month. And I think they've actually been here they've been part of the Bialtina Festival and everything that Bialtina does since 1999. So the group has been going for quite a while as well. So they meet here on a monthly basis, and they would, they would draft some writing during the workshop. They would then read back or maybe even read new material that they've been working on from one month to the next. And they actually have a new collection coming out next week, which we'll be launching with them. So we're delighted to be part of that. That's next Wednesday, if anyone's around, from 6:30.
Excellent. It's an event. It's a book launch taking place in the centre itself,
it's
is it?
It's going to be the Bialtina's. Yeah, it is. We've got a really nice reading room upstairs, which has all the original Georgian features. So the Bialtina group will be launching their second anthology there. And then I guess in terms of, you know, other events and things that we would work on with writers of all ages, we actually have a monthly open mic event that takes place the last Friday of every month. And funny enough, this month, or I should say November, we had some writers that were in their 50s, 60s and 70s who had never read in front of an audience before. Wow. And they just found the crowd to be really, it was a really nice experience. And they just found the crowd to be really welcoming. You know, we kind of have people, say, age 20 and up, who would come to that monthly night. So, yeah, as I say, I mean, we're open to everyone of all ages here. So it's great to see that there's such an interest, you know, that lasts later in life as well as early on.
Yeah, absolutely. We had Michael Foley on from Age and Opportunity, who, of course, are involved in the Bialtina Festival, just before he came on. And he was... What is the connection between the writing group Bialtina that you mentioned and the actual festival, Bialtina itself?
Well, that's something that you might actually have to put to the Bialtina writers themselves, but we have worked with them before, this year, in fact, just about doing workshops, that because they would meet on such a regular basis and that they know what they're at at this stage,
yeah,
but
absolutely.
That they would engage with people who might be starting out or might be a little bit more, you know, hesitant about writing, but that they would kind of come along as the more expert writers and just encourage a bit more creativity and a bit more writing out of those people. So, it's early days, to be planning for next year's Bialtina Festival, but hopefully we'll be kind of part of that similar type event again, yeah.
And would you yourself have any contact with Bialtina or any of the older writers that might come to the centre?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so like I mentioned, the Bialtina group in particular, they're here one Friday of every month. And, you know, they all know each other quite well. And we're a very small team here. So there's a real, you know, sense of warmth and community every time they come in.
Yeah, like that's great. Yeah.
Being your friends, you know.
You mentioned the few people that had never read or spoken in front of a group of people before. I don't know, it strikes me when, maybe this is a stereotype, if someone gets to that late stage in life, you're 60 or 70, I would assume that most of them would choose to work with non-fiction, personal stories, because perhaps they have so much life experience, they don't need to make things up
absolutely.
Anymore.
Although, having said that, I think it might be a bit of a stereotype in that we get people, you know, of that age that are, you know, doing a lot of prose or even poetry and things like that. And, you know, Harry Brown, as you know, is big into his science fiction. So, you know, we do get quite a variety, although, as you say, there is a good deal of interest in, you know, memoir or nonfiction. And in fact, we would run a regular enough course here, you know, which would encourage people to develop their memoir and nonfiction skills. So that's always a popular one, which usually kind of sells out fairly fast.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's kind of wide open, really, in terms of genre. And I think one thing that's really current at the moment is the sort of notion of confession writing, and it's really popular among maybe a younger age group. But I think they're learning from an older age group, if that makes sense. You know, they're really modelling their writing style on the traditional kind of memoir or nonfiction writing.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's an interesting point, yeah. In terms of, I mean, for people who might stop into the Writers' Centre, who might not normally go there, like literature, the idea of literature and poetry, it often has this like very austere and standoffish kind of reputation, but people often forget that it can just be a hobby and that it can just be something very fluid.
Absolutely, and I think that's something that's, well, we're definitely trying to change, you know, in the kind of events and courses that we program, that it's, you know, well, firstly, that it's a welcoming environment, that you're going to feel straight away, you know, at home and at ease.
Definitely, yeah.
And the other side of that is just that a lot of our classroom environments, you know, would have a really diverse age group and diverse backgrounds. And I think that really, you know, helps people to, you know, just feel at ease as well, you know. And I think that once you get over that initial hurdle, you know, the stabilizers are off, so to speak. You know, it can be very hard to just put pen to paper for that first little while. And then once you get into the routine of it and you start honing your craft, and even reading, you know, always helps, reading authors that you like or even dislike, you know, you start realizing how you can hone your own craft that way. So.
Excellent. Amy, before I let you go, I think I've been reliably informed that you won an award recently for something to do with...
Yes, we did. We're very proud of it. It's sitting right on my desk in front of me. We won Rabo Tweeties for the writing category. We tend to go a little Twitter mad every now and again, but it seems to have paid off this year. So
excellent. Well, congratulations on that, Amy.
Thanks a lot.
And just before you go, if people want to get more information about any of your courses or any of your services?
Well, yeah, we actually have just launched our new spring program as of yesterday on our brand new website, which you'll find at irishwriterscentre.ie. Bear with us, there might still be a few teething issues, but we're getting there. But all of our courses and events are online now for you to check out.
Okay, excellent. Thanks very much for talking to us, Amy.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, all the best.
Bye-bye.
That was Amy from the Irish Writers' Centre.